name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Venerable religious and dear parishioners, I knew ahead of time that the feast of Saints Philip and James would fall on Mother's Day. And as always, priests try to make spiritual connections between feasts and the Sunday, and of course explain the epistles and gospels. And I was wondering, what connections are there between today's feast of Philip and James and motherhood? Not a liturgical feast, but still a very special day that we set aside yearly to honor this great gift of God, the gift of motherhood. Well, I certainly believe I found connections. And today I'm wearing red vestments. Why? Because all of the apostles were martyred for the faith. Saint John the Apostle survived his martyrdom. He was willing to do it, but he was miraculously preserved. And so we have the color red, symbolizing the blood that they shed, that every martyr does shed. But as we know, red symbolizes love. And what's the most prominent color on Valentine's Day? Red. And it reminds us of what true love is. It is sacrificial. What would love be without sacrifice? It would lack a lot of meaning. It would be very shallow, superficial. Sacrifice goes hand in hand. It's part of the essence of love, I would even say. And so as we reflect on the love of Saints Philip and James and living for Christ, spreading his gospel, and being willing to die for him, a mother shows her love in her daily actions, not just in the bearing of her children, the birthing of them, the nursing of them, but the raising of them, and always being there for them, the love of a mother. I read a powerful phrase saying, it's not just the power of motherhood that we reflect on today, but the price of motherhood. And here again, we see a connection to Saints Philip and James. The power, the dignity of being an apostle, but there was a price to be paid, and it was the price of love. In today's gospel, we notice Philip mentioning a question that was kind of lacking in faith. And just before he says that, Lord, could you show us the Father? Right before that, we see Thomas saying, Lord, we don't know where you are going, and how can we know the way? The doubting Thomas before he became Saint Thomas. So we have doubting going on here at the Last Supper when our Lord is speaking to them. Thomas didn't just doubt on Easter Sunday. I will not believe until I see the wounds that you're talking about in his hands and feet and side. Also at the Last Supper, where are you going? Didn't Jesus tell them that he was going to suffer, to die? He even said, be crucified, be scourged, and he will rise again. Lord, we don't know where you're going. Poor Thomas, what a doubter. And his doubting is being shared even by Philip. But I say this with the utmost respect, of course, to these great apostles, because they became so filled with faith and fervor and zeal and love. And so Jesus is teaching them. He bears with his disciples' shortcomings. And he doesn't rebuke Thomas as he probably deserved. He didn't rebuke Philip other than to say, Philip, when you're looking at me, you're looking at the Father. How beautiful is that? What an expression of the Holy Trinity. The Father and I. You look at me, you see the Father. And I am the way to the Father. I am the way, the truth, and the life. As I was thinking of faith, that word faith, how much faith does not a mother need? Believing in God, believing in God's grace, believing in her holy Catholic faith and sharing her strong Catholic faith with her husband and her children. You know, that's where so much of our faith came from just seeing our mother exercise her Catholic faith in her daily life, and all in her good actions, in her prayers, her good deeds, all of her loving acts of service. We learned our faith, and we were nourished by the faith of our mother. And as St. Louis Marie de Montfort says, Our Lady shares her faith with her children. She doesn't need to exercise it because she sees God face to face, but it didn't completely disappear, of course. And she's saving it and using it for you and me to help bolster our weak and vacillating faith. At least it is that way at times. When we see Jesus, we see the Father, and of course we see the Holy Ghost. So on this Mother's Day, Feast of Saints Philip and James, we praise God for this great gift of motherhood. And next Sunday, we're going to hear in the Epistle of St. James about every good and every perfect gift is from above. I love that. I love it when that falls on Mother's Day, because that's a perfect intro to a sermon. Motherhood. Every good and every perfect gift. It is a gift. And again, it's not just a powerful and a dignified and a wonderful gift. There's a price. And we are so inspired by that. And that is what we are honoring in our mothers, the price that they paid for us to be our mothers. And don't forget your heavenly mother. Her price of motherhood is, you'd have to add up, as the same all seem to say, you have to add up all of the love and suffering of all of the mothers that have ever existed. Then we'll get an idea of the love that Our Lady has. They think it's that kind of greatness. May I end by reminding mothers and asking that your special role is to imitate our Blessed Mother. All of us should be imitating her. But you, as women, model your lives after Mary. Ask yourselves, what would Mary do? We all know we should say that about our daily actions. What would Jesus do? But let us also, especially mothers, and of course, the sisters most of all have that privilege. What would Mary do? How would she do this? And that is, I hope, will be an inspiring thought to keep you going throughout your life. What would Mary do? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.